picked up measures to safeguard lives and infrastructure amid cyclone Debbie threats. Shine Tempest also withdrawing the electoral process amendment Bill 2026. In global news, Madagascar cyclone death toll hit 38,000 at this week. Good afternoon, welcome to the Finnish FM main news of 13 hours. My name is Constance Mobley-Munda. Government says it remains committed to safeguarding lives, livelihoods and national infrastructure as tropical cyclone Debbie continues its westward movement, bringing unstable weather conditions across the country. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Acting Green Economy and Environment Minister Rodney Sikumba outlined the expected impact of the cyclone and the measures being taken to protect communities. Mr. Sikumba explained that the cyclone is expected to sustain the inflow of warm and unstable moisture into Zambia, resulting in elevated soil moisture levels, while rainfall activity is likely to persist over the next 7 days, although the distribution and intensity of the rain will depend on the eventual track of the cyclone. He warned that the continued rain could lead to rising river and stream levels, especially in low-lying and flood-prone areas, and increased risk of flash floods in urban areas with poor drainage systems. Mr. Sikumba has since advised local authorities to intensify community sensitization on flood safety and strengthen monitoring of major river basins, as ministries and agencies have been directed to enhance coordination of preparedness and response actions, while communities in high-risk flood zones are urged to remain alert and take precautionary measures. Meanwhile, Mr. Sikumba says authorities are heightening surveillance for waterborne and vector-borne diseases commonly associated with flooding, including cholera and typhoid.
In light of the above, government advises the following. Local authorities, which is the councils, Madam Speaker, should intensify community sensitization on flood safety and preparedness measures. Monitoring of major river basins should be strengthened. Relevant ministries and agencies must enhance coordination for preparedness and response actions. And communities in high-risk flood zones are urged to take precautionary measures to remain alert in official advisories. Madam Speaker, on the health advisory, the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with local authorities, should heighten surveillance for waterborne and vector-borne diseases such as cholera, typhoid, and malaria, which are commonly associated with flooding.
Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has called for the withdrawal of the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026, saying the draft lacks stakeholder input and is not realistic. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Tembo criticized the draft bill's requirement that a nomination adoption certificate be signed by a political party's secretary general, among other stakeholder concerns. He says the provision is flawed and could create problems if the Secretary General is unavailable, questioning the logic of restricting political parties in such a manner. Mr. Tembo has strongly recommended that the bill be withdrawn and reworked with input from stakeholders, stressing the need for consultation to ensure the draft is practical and workable.
So when I look at that proposed amendment, that bill, I feel that ECZ itself did not put much thought in drafting it to start with. You know, before you draft a bill and take it to stakeholders for them to give their input, I think you need to consult the stakeholders. You get the point, right? Consult the stakeholders so that their views can inform the drafting itself. I'll give you a few examples where they talk about, for someone to file in their nomination, you need an adoption certificate which has to be signed by a secretary general. First of all, that proposal is limited in a number of ways.
The Human Rights Commission has emphasized that Zambia's future depends on the integrity of its electoral process, cautioning that elections must never be reduced to a mere formality.
Speaking during a stakeholder engagement meeting on human rights and elections held in Indola today, Commission spokesperson Mwelo Amuleya said elections are not cosmetic events, but decisive national moments that shape the country's social, economic, and political direction. Mr. Amuleya has challenged citizens to recognize the weight of their vote, stating that lives are directly impacted by the choices made at the ballot. He further stressed that legitimacy for public office holders is not automatic, but must instead be earned through credible, transparent, and inclusive elections that genuinely reflect the will of the people. Mr. Mlea has since called on all stakeholders, including political players, electoral bodies, civil society, and voters, to uphold democratic principles and safeguard the integrity of the upcoming general elections.
It's not a cosmetic process, That is like just a game and so forth. Your lives are dependent on the choices you make through election in terms of what kind of leadership you put in place. To be in charge of your well-being, your welfare. That's why elections are very important. They're very important. So there must be legitimacy. In those who hold power, they must be legitimate. That is acceptance from the majority of the people.
In other stories, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over what it describes as a political rather than technical response by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to Zambia's decline in the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index score. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe said the organization was surprised by the statement issued by the ACC yesterday, noting that a more sober and analytical reflection on the findings was expected. Mr. Nyambe said TIZ had hoped the ACC would take time to interrogate the different data sources that informed Zambia's decline score in the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index, CPI, instead of focusing on questioning the methodology and dismissing the study as merely perception-based. He explained that the same methodology and data sources being criticized now are the very ones that were used over the past 4 to 5 years when Zambia either maintained or improved its CPI score. Mr. Nyambe explained that the CPI methodology has been developed and refined over more than 2 decades, adding that it is a globally recognized study that has consistently been applied to all countries, including Zambia. He questioned why the methodology is only being challenged now that the results show a decline, stating that similar concerns were not raised when the index reflected improved performance for Zambia.
We understand that we are in 2026, and perhaps there is a thinking that because this is an election year, there is therefore need for there to be a political reaction to the CPI. I think for us, we really do not want to play into that narrative because our work really does not depend on the politics going on in the country per se. And so, you know, even with this study and with the different factors that we have highlighted that point to the reasons why we think that Zambia's score has declined, I think that it's very clear.
The ACC yesterday expressed concern that the Corruption Perception Index assessment is largely based on opinions regarding perceived risks and vulnerabilities within governance systems rather than on confirmed incidents of corruption. In global news, nearly 40 people have been killed and more than 12,000 others displaced after Cyclone Gazani slammed into Madagascar's second largest city earlier this week, as Mozambique braced for the storm's arrival. Updating its tolls as assessments progress, Madagascar's National Office for Risk and Disaster Management says it has recorded 38 deaths while 6 people remained missing and at least 374 were injured. Gazani made landfall on Tuesday at the Indian Ocean island nation Madagascar's eastern coastal city, Taormasina, bringing winds that reached 250 kilometers per hour. The BBC now reports another